This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Eddie Daniels is giving us an impromptu sax concert in the music room of his Santa Fe home. As he plays, he looks right into my eyes, as if he's talking to me, which of course he is, through the sax. Floor-to-ceiling windows at one end of the room look out on a sweeping New Mexico landscape, the rolling hills of the high desert spotted with pinon and juniper trees. The interior landscape includes a grand piano, several saxes, clarinets, and a music stand loaded down with music scores sent for Daniels to look over for upcoming dates. Daniels, more famous for his clarinet playing, today plays the tenor sax that offered him an entry into the New York jazz scene in the mid-1960s. As a Brooklyn 9-year-old around 1950, he tells David House and me that it was an alto sax that gave his young life an anchor.
I was a fat little kid, you know, and so I was not like one of the cool kids who could go out there and, you know, hang with the other kids. It built a power in me that I got good at something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I discovered that all by myself, I could create something. So somehow this saxophone was something to nail my attention to that I could get when I was 9, and somehow I thought it was a little kind of a tunnel to something else.
Did you know what at the time?
No, mm-hmm. No. I just knew I was going to blow into it and see what happens, which is kind of what I do now, too, at the same level. You know, somebody counts off a tune, I blow into it and see what happens.
Okay.
From the age of 9, Daniels just kept at it. By his young 20s, he was teaching school and playing in a weddings and bar mitzvahs band on the weekends. Then it was on to Juilliard Music School for classical training and a master's in clarinet. But it was still his sax chops that got him invited to play with some of the top New York jazz guys. Then in 1967, Eddie Daniels' musical life, like a good jazz performance will, took an unexpected improvisational turn.
So we were doing this album live at the Vanguard, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Band. And we're playing a tune called The Little Pixie, which is very fast. And everyone in the saxophone section gets 32-bar solo. And the melody is like... really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I was, a Juilliard clarinetist with my tenor from the band, but I had been playing jazz on the clarinet on the side, and Thad never gave me anything to play the clarinet on in the band. He was basically mostly a saxophone lover, you know, so... Joe Farrell started his 32 bars, then Jerry Dodgen, next 32 bars, then Jerome Richardson. When it came to me, I just picked up the clarinet and played the solo on the clarinet. After I played the clarinet solo, Thad said to him, "What the F did he do that for?" I won a Downbeat Award for a New Star Clarinet, or talent deserving of wider recognition, Downbeat, for those 32 bars. So that also helped me make that transition to think, oh, maybe I can do this, mm-hmm. You know.
What sort of draws you to the clarinet? I mean, what do you find different about the clarinet in a jazz setting?
Well, I mean, you've heard clarinet in jazz settings all through your life. Dixieland clarinet, you've heard... there's a lot of different voices on the clarinet, and I found that most of them didn't have the purity of the sound that I liked, having had that background of classical studying. So, and also having had the background of being Coltrane in my life, in my head somewhere, I dig Train, you know, and Charlie Parker and Stan Getz. So I kind of felt that I wanted to put together a modern voice on the clarinet that made that instrument fit into today,
mm-hmm.
rather than a kind of otherworldly music of Dixieland or swing. You know, I love swing, but it's not today's music. We don't talk like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So... that was my idea, and it wasn't just an idea. It's kind of what I had to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. See, there's a lot of folks that play the saxophone, not mm-hmm. that many that play yeah. clarinet.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about why you think that is.
Well, the clarinet's harder. 100 times harder than the saxophone.
Why is that?
The clarinet is like being married to a very finicky, beautiful, sensitive woman that needs a lot of caring. The saxophone is like being married to a woman who accepts you the way you are and you can do whatever you want anytime you want to. But you prefer the more sensitive woman because she's got a little more depth. She's harder to handle, takes more work. And that's what the, you know, I never thought of it that way, but that's what the clarinet is.
I was going to say, man, you must have thought about this one before. That's a really good explanation.
Well, it's true because you don't play the clarinet right, it squeaks right away. Mm. It talks back to you. And it makes an ugly sound unless you have to really work at the clarinet, you know. One of the famous clarinet players, I'm trying to think who it was, Johnny Mintz.
Okay.
Was a famous swing clarinet player. At one time, he looked at the clarinet, he closed the case and said, "You win." It's the nature of that instrument. I have to work at the clarinet every single day.
Eddie Daniels' latest CD includes both his tenor sax and clarinet playing. It's called Mean What You Say. He spoke with me and David House. For much more from our interview session with Eddie Daniels, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. The Jazz of Enchantment radio series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Support comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.